from they shoot from Tang two bombs. One of those bombs. There is a man. I saw him. My eyes. He dead. He was working on you know the tires of cars. So he dead. Then the sniper shoot a civilian man. He was walking in the street, was bringing bread because there is a bread banka. So he was buying some bread.
Yep.
Then I saw the Palestinian Red Cross. It's called Deir Yassin. It's an hospital for the BLO, Palestinian Liberation Organization. They fire this building, the security forces, because they were shooting from machine guns, 500 millimeter. And I saw the buildings around this building, you know, it makes some holes. And the civilians trying to escape from this block. Yani.
Do you know how many people have been killed?
I saw in my eyes one man, and I saw someone wounded. But I told that there is a sniper in the beginning of Shara Katin. It's in the west of Yarmouk. They killed a man, but I didn't have names until now. I have this name of the man he killed in close from Palestine Hospital. He's from Jalbout family, a Palestinian family.
Does the hospital say how many people have been killed?
I don't know, because the security forces occupied the area around the hospital, and you know the glasses of the hospital. It's two buildings to this hospital, to the Red. It's not Red Cross, you know. For the Muslim, this the moon of you know, like Red Cross.
Red Crescent,
an hospital, an organization, Palestinian organization. So they have two buildings. It's like hospitals and a medical center. They shoot all the medical center. They fire the medical center and the hospital. The glasses was broken in all the building.
I
saw a wounded man. They pick him from the hospital, pick him out the hospital, and the security forces of the regime was inside around the places.
I've seen some video today claiming to be from the Yarmouk refugee camp, showing many burnt out cars. And some smouldering buildings. Is that the scene?
There is 30 tanks, but they didn't go inside the Yarmouk. They go to the Al-Hajar al-Aswad, but they have one tank came to in front of Palestine Hospital. And since 50 minutes, they go to Al-Hajar al-Aswad, but from Yarmouk Street, not from Al-Hajar al-Aswad Street. You understand me?
Yep. Yeah, and is this the Hajj al-Aswad district? Is that the only one that's currently controlled by rebels?
No, because the areas are connected. They have some areas under the control of the rebels on the south of al-Hajj al-Aswad also. And there is a missile camp or missile qaida,
base.
Yeah. For the Syrian regime, the Free Syrian Army get control of this base since 2 days, couple of days. Then right now the helicopters was bombing and shooting this area, around this area, trying to get control again of this base.
Did you see helicopters shooting?
Yes, of course. Shooting from machine guns and from rockets, you know.
Have they used...
Two helicopters, actually.
Have they used fixed-wing aircrafts there at all?
No, there is no aircraft, just helicopters, two helicopters.
And is this the sort of the fiercest clash point in Damascus at the moment, or are there other districts that are where there are clashes?
I didn't get it. Actually, repeat again.
And are there other districts of Damascus where there are this kind of clash is going on?
It's, you know, around it's right now they're trying to go Medan since 1 week, and they succeed the regime, and he tried since this week after get control of Medan, get control to Al Qadam area and Al Asali area, and it's connected with Al Hajar Al Aswad, and Al Hajar Al Aswad connected with Al Yarmouk, and Al Yarmouk connected with the Tadaman. We're talking about all the south of Damascus.
The whole of the south of Damascus, is there's fighting?
There are clashes, yes. And they are bombing the areas, trying to invade those areas, and they didn't succeed until now. I saw them since 6 hours trying to go a street that we're talking about 500 meters. They didn't succeed to pass those 500 meters because there is strong resistance inside Al Hajar Al Aswad. So they are trying to go from, you know, from the side of Al Hajar Al Aswad, which is from Yarmouk and from Al Qadam.
The government a few days ago was claiming that it was near to controlling the whole of Damascus. What do you think of that?
I don't know, but you know, the Free Syrian Army withdrew its forces when the helicopters bombing the civilians' building and civilians' street, civilians' structures, because they didn't have smart bombs. They are bombing all the area. So people trying to get some clothes, some their money, and escape from those areas.
So they withdrew, and are they now beginning to go back again? The Free Syrian Army.
Yes, they withdrew to Al Hajar Al Aswad and the areas around Al Hajar Al Aswad.
Okay. So they
came from Medan and from Damascus to Al Hajar Al Aswad. Right now, the security forces of the regime trying to get control of Al Hajar Al Aswad. Then they're looking to get control in the south of this area and the south.
So this is like a base for the Free Syrian Army now.
Yes. Yes. And I think this will be a long day in Yarmouk and in Al Hajar Al Aswad, because until now I can hear, I'm far away, about 1 kilometer, and I can hear the shoots. I want to tell you something, because the Syrian Free Army trying to attack the tanks right now, and trying to attack the soldiers, but Palestinian civilians, people go in the streets, and you know, they stand very near from the tanks and from the soldiers, so the Free Syrian Army cannot make a battle in this moment from the civilians around the regime soldiers and regime tanks.
How much of the camp supports the rebels, the Free Syrian Army?
I believe most of the people they support them, but you know, right now the Yarmouk it's become like it's a camp. Actually, it's become a camp again. All the refugees are from Tadamon, from Hajar Aswad, from the bombing area, which where is the clashes all those 10 days, past 10 days, they came in to the UNRWA schools and Palestinian houses and lives there. So the Free Syrian Army trying to make the Yarmouk like safety area because of the families which they came and have shelter in Yarmouk.
Do you think they will succeed?
But I believe most of the Palestinians right now they are with the rebels and with the revolution, and you know, I don't know if this day will be, will end normal and safe, because I believe there is a button that will work on after hours, maybe, or Mexicans, so, I don't
know. So did it look to you as if the Free Syrian Army will be defeated in this area?
I believe yes. Yani, let's talk about this, unless some days, yani, until the helicopters and the missiles and the mortars, bombs, yani, clean all the area. Because, you know, they put buildings down and they shoot everything, right? This morning, I saw, yani, the streets were freeze from the movement of people. They cannot move because snipers get control of some buildings and shoot everything moving.